South African President Thabo Mbeki, who is mediating crisis talks between Zimbabwe's political rivals, today said that they are going well and that negotiations would resume on Sunday. Talks began 6 days ago in South Africa, following an agreement by Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai to enter power-sharing talks to end months of state-sponsored electoral violence that killed more than 150 opposition activists. The editor of the Cape Town-based Catholic weekly Southern Cross newspaper, Gunther Zimmermacher, says the talks are going better than expected.
I don't think there's any need to panic at all. Actually, I'm quite surprised at the speed with which the talks have proceeded, how much Mugabe has behaved himself and how much Mr. Tsvangirai of the MDC has given in on his previous demands, such as that somebody from the African Union should assist President Mbeki in the mediation process. One concern is that violence is still being perpetrated against supporters of the MDC. Otherwise, I think it's very important also to note Mr. Tsvangirai probably has more time than Mr. Mugabe in the negotiation process. President Mbeki's term is going to expire next year, and his successors in the presidency and the cabinet will not be as likely to protect Mugabe as Mr. Mbeki has. As a matter of fact, the faction behind the presumptive next president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, is rather more in favor of the MDC with its trade union background. So Mr. Mbeki will want to conclude the mediations in good time and have something to show for his rather disastrous policy of quiet diplomacy. And Mugabe will obviously know that in a year's time there is not going to be a South African president who is going to protect him.